Blog Talk Radio.
Children, I want you all to read your Bibles. Now, I will try to read your Bible to you and let you know certain things, but it's important that you read it for yourself. This is why God told me to feed his sheep, I believe. Listen, I want you sheep to turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 21, and we will start reading at verse 16, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, Yea, have ye never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? And he left them and went unto the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning he returned into the city. He was hungry. And when he saw a fig tree to the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said to it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree vanished or withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig withered away? And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, If you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. These things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. I read to you in Matthew chapter 21, verses 16 through 22. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to read this verse to your sheep, and they, as well as me, have an understanding of what has been read. Now, sheep, it's important to me that you know that you are always to follow God's feast days. And it starts with the Sabbath. You are to worship on Sabbath. And the Passover, which is coming the end of this month, it's March the 30th, the Passover. Let me read what it says that you are supposed to do. Many of you do not know what to do, but this is what it says. A lamb was sacrificed, its blood placed around the doors of the Israelites' houses in Egypt. So when God passed over, slaying the Egyptians, firstborn. So that's what you're supposed to do on Passover. It says God sacrificed the lamb. The second is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And that's on March the 31st through April the 6th. And it says, a seven-day festival during which leaven, such as yeast and, let's say, baking powder, which causes bread to rise when baking, is put out of the dwelling, and it is not eaten. Therefore, see, I'm going to tell you, if you just have to have bread, go to the store and buy pita bread and have baking powder in it. Some of it nowadays you can buy it without or with. So buy it without baking powder or yeast. And I forgot what kind of bread it was. I had to ask my sister what kind of bread it is that she eats with the gyro sandwich. And she told me pita bread. The next day that we are to follow is the day of Pentecost. And these days are usually 50 days apart. That's what I understood that's what I understand. It may not be true, but that's what I understand. The day of Pentecost. And the day of Pentecost is a gathering of the first and small of two annual feasts observed 50 days from a fixed point in a previous feast. Well, it is within 50 days of feast. The next feast is the Feast of Trumpets, and it's called Rosh Hashanah. And that's the day of rejoicing marked by blowing of the trumpets. That's on September the 10th. Following that, 50 days from there, is the Day of Atonement. And that is September the 19th. It's a day of fasting and repentance, knowing that the Jews, as known to the Jews as Yom Kippur. The next is 50 days from that tabernacle. It is on September the 24th through the 30th. And what it says that you're to do is celebrate all of the great fall festivals, observing by living in temporary dwellings for a duration of the feast. So you're supposed to have little huts, but we don't do that these days. And October the 1st is the last great day. And it says here, adjacent to the Feast of Tabernacles, the eighth day is considered a separate feast So those are the feast days that you are to observe. Whether you want to or not, let me introduce myself. I am Sandra Harris, and I'm the host of the Feed My Sheep show. Tell you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. You read it for yourself. That's what you're supposed to do. Keep the Sabbath holy. It starts on Friday evening and it ends on Saturday evening. Now, Chief, I ask that you have your three P's ready, and those are your pen, pencil, and paper, just in case you want to jot down what scripture I'm reading or saying to you. You don't want to forget what I have said. Usually forget most of the times when a preacher has preached a sermon, you ask, what did he preach about? Or what did he preach about? You'll say, most times you will say, I don't know. But nonetheless, that's why I want you to have your pen or pencil and paper handy. Can you believe it? I have someone knocking at my door. Hold on a moment. Just a moment, please. Hello. Thank you for waiting. I had to turn a relative away, and that I was saying to him, I am doing my show. You interrupted me, and he turned around and left. He forgot that I told him this morning that I was doing my show. I should tell him every day. Oftentimes, I should tell people I'm going to do this show this day or that day so that they would know. I want your sheep to turn to Genesis chapter 8. I may have forgotten to tell you to read chapter 8 last time, but I want you to read for the next lesson on Tuesday, to read Genesis chapter 9. Let me start reading, and I pray that our Father in heaven will allow me to finish it. And I hope that you will understand what has been read to you. And God remembered Noah and everything, every living thing, and the cattle that was with him in the ark, and God made the wind to pass over the earth, and the water was a sewage. That means going down when war stopped. The fountain also of the deep, and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from the heavens was restrained. That means stopped again. And the water returned from off the earth continually. And at the end of 150 days, the water were abated. That means lessened or diminished. The seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon Mount Ararat, and the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen pass at the end of 40 days. Noah opened the window, and the window of the ark, which he had made, and he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also, he sent forth a dove from him, to see if the waters were abated. That means stop or got up from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her feet. It was a girl dove, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the water there were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her in and pulled her into him in the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days. And again, he sent forth a dove out of the ark. And he drove, and the dove came to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off, and Noah knew that the waters were abated from off of the earth. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and went and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him anymore. Came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from covering the ark of let me read that again, verse 13. And it came to pass in the 601st month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark. Was that news to me? I have read this Bible twice before, and I read this 8 years or 7.5 years or so when I first started reading to you all on Blog Talk Radio. But I just didn't, I guess I read it too fast, where it says that he removed the covering off of the ark, and look, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. Verse 14. And in the second month, on the 7th day and 20th day of the month, was the earth dry. Spake unto Noah, saying, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife, thy sons, and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living creature that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and cattle, and of every creeping thing creeping upon and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his son and his wife and his son's wives with him, and every beast living, and every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kind went forth out of the ark. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and took clean beasts and every clean fowl, and offered a burnt offering to the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and hot, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Well, see, that ends the reading of Genesis chapter 8. And again, pray that you speak, understood what I have read. I want you to read chapter 9 because years ago, and I was looking at PBS, and there was this white lady that was on, and she was saying that black people were to serve when she said God said it. And she was asked, where were you reading from? And she told them, and I think this is the article that she read, that he was not God that cursed Canaan. It was Noah. So she misread and was misinforming us who were listening to her at that particular time. And people, some people still walk around believing that. And that is not so. I read the Bible. And what I understood is that Noah did that cursing. And so I want to have a closing prayer with you all. I'm going to ask our Father to protect us. Heavenly Father, thank you for listening to me this day. And I hope that I have said everything that you want said. Thank you for protecting us from the evil one. And if the listeners do not know who the evil one, it is Lucifer. He goes by many names. He goes by the evil one or Satan. So I can't remember just right now all of the names that Satan goes by, but I remember just a few of them. And protect us all while we sleep and while we are doing traveling, and protect us during the day, all day, from the evil one and his imps. Thank you, Father, in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Now, as in James chapter 4, verse 15 says, if it's the Lord's will, excuse me, I had to belch. And remember, sheep, I will be on this Friday, Friday evening, when the Sabbath began, reading to you what says the Lord. I will be reading from you from the book of Job. So remember to tell your sisters, brothers, aunts and uncles, everyone that you know, that the Feed My Sheep show is on. Listen, I want you all to go to Amazon. I have The Passage, The Broken Plant, and The Unseen. They are short fiction books that I have written for your enjoyment. I hope that you will enjoy these books. Go to Amazon and look up The Passing, The Broken Plant, and The Unseen. I wrote The Unseen, and I did not have one. I got it for your reading. And I think that God was with me at that time when I wrote The Unseen, but I didn't understand that God was with in us, as I understand nowadays. I want you also to buy the book, How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald Eady. Again, How to Eat and Live Longer. I want you to go to www.livelonger.com and purchase Dr. Eady's book. That book saved me. And as well, as I think in Leviticus chapter 11, it tells you what to eat. I have told you to read it before. You stay away from the swine. I know one lady said on TV she has to have bacon. Well, she has to have bacon. She has to be disobedient to what is there. I wish Blog Talk Radio would be the switchboard from off my screen.
Help your children.
I do not pay for the switchboard.
And don't let them fall.
They're a mess
by the side
for me.
Of the road. Love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know. We've got to walk on.
Jesus is love.
Walk on through temptation. 'Cause he is love. And his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth. And his word will be our salvation.
Our salvation.
Lift up our hearts.